Good evening. My question is directed to all of the candidates as well. And since the closure of the Eastview landfill, how much garbage exactly is being trucked down the 401 to St. Thomas? And what does this say about the city of Guelph, a city that is supposedly so environmentally conscious?
John Eustachian?
Well, maybe the Eastview landfill site was prematurely closed by about 3 months. In 1991, Stephen Rott was chair of a committee looking into sites to replace ECU. And after $5 million, he wound up with a site that he presented to the city council. It was a site right across from John Sleeman's brewery. I was at that meeting at the Red Chevron Club that one night, and John Sleeman came up. He says, "You're not building a garbage dump across my place. Beer is beer, but I'm selling image." So we have a dump now that's closed. The impact of trucking 14,000 tons each day to a point west of St. Thomas, to a place called Blenheim, and then to Detroit, we're talking almost 200 miles one way. Teamsters who drive these trucks are expensive to hire. Who knows what the cost of trucking all our garbage westerly is going to cost us over the... We've got nothing to replace it with. We don't have another hole to drop our garbage in. So what are we going to do? This is what I say in my opening. I said, as long as there's no surprises, we can hold our $98.2 million to run the city well.
Thank you, John. Billy Craven?
Out in the wet, dry area, it looks like we have two white elephants there already. We might as well think of building another one and putting in an incinerator, which they use in Peel County. An incineration, the scientific improvement incineration has been brilliant. That way we wouldn't have to be trucking our stuff to St. Thomas. We could recycle what we could and incinerate the rest. That's what might be plans in the future.
Thank you, Billy. Kate Quarry?
At this stage of the process, I think there's a few things we need to do about the city's garbage woes. First, we are going to learn from our mistakes, and this was a big mistake, a costly mistake, and it's hurt our city. It has frustrated our citizens. It has left the city vulnerable to increased cost, and most of all, it has made our citizens feel as though they have no say in decision making. This frustration has seen an increase in garbage left beside dumpsters on commercial sites. They caused the businesses for extra tipping fees, as well as garbage is being left on roadsides in our neighboring community. Garbage disposal is a service of citizens pay for in their taxes, and delivery of this service should not be seen as an exercise in frustration. We have a lot of money invested now in our Wet Drive Plus. The objective of it is a wise objective, but we now have to revisit to see if there's other methods that we can dispose of our landfill other than trucking it down to somebody else's neighborhood.
Thank you, Kate. Karen Farbridge.
When we made the decision to close the Eastview landfill and not, we looked at the option of expanding into another quadrant. We did an economic analysis that showed that it was neutral in terms of shipping, either expanding the landfill or shipping out. So there was no economic benefit. Our legal counsel, who had taken us through many extensions of that landfill, advised us that he felt it was minuscule to non-existent that we would get approval for an extension to that landfill because we'd had so many extensions. And then there's the social justice issue of that neighbor, and certainly that was the reason why he didn't feel that the Ministry of the Environment would approve an extension to the landfill again, because we had asked so many of that neighborhood. And so based on all of those things, we made a decision to close the landfill. We did an internal search within our city. We were not able to find a suitable site, a great deal because of our particular geography and the soil conditions that we sit on top of and the water supply that's underneath of them. So we'd made the decision. So we're in a situation where we knew that we were going to have to start shipping outside of the community. And so to be responsible. It's, okay, so how can you minimize, how can you reduce as much waste as possible? And so the Wet-Dry program, Wet-Dry Plus, has allowed us to increase our diversion from 40% to 70%. That means we're selling 70% of our waste. That means we're not paying for 70% of our waste to be stuck into a landfill. From the blue bag alone, we sell it, next year will be $4.2 million conservatively. You can either sell the waste and make money from it, or you can pay someone else to landfill it. The Wet-Dry Plus has tripled our recovery of recyclables. It's increased the amount that we're composting. It is saving us $1.5 million a year in annual operating costs. I think even despite the fact that we've reached 70%, we should be seeking and looking into new technologies. Certainly the technology around incineration has changed a great deal. And just this week, I was approached by the city of Hamilton, who is going to the three-stream system, and the Niagara region, who are interested in looking at a regional partnership for incineration, because these facilities are regional in scope. You do not, an individual municipality does not build one. The last incinerator I visited was $750 million. So that is not an option for a single municipality. It's a regional option that will need the support of the province as well, I would think, in something like that. I think our system puts our city in the best strategic position to deal with an area of our responsibility that is only getting more complex and more costly to deal with. And bottom line, I don't think that we can continue to throw our garbage in the ground for our children to deal with in a number of years in the future.
First of all, I'd like to say I really do share a lot of the same sentiments that Karen has just said. I was rather struck and horrified that we were dumping our garbage on another city. This is our responsibility to deal with it, and I'm very disappointed to see that it wasn't something that we took the responsibility to deal with here locally. I don't agree that any amount of garbage should be trucked anywhere. It, like I said, it's ours. We need to deal with it, and we need to make sure that we have the ability to do so. We've got a great system now that is really it's cutting edge. It's the envy of a lot of it's the envy of the world, in my opinion. You know, there are very few municipalities, very few countries that are able to do what we do here, and I think we need to encourage businesses. And we need to encourage research in our area that'll only seek to increase that. 70% is a great number that we're dealing with. We've got, like I said, it's top of the line, but there's still room for improvement. We're still letting a lot of hazardous wastes, a lot of just straight garbage like styrofoam and stuff that's slipping through the cracks that we really need to take account for. And I think the best way to do that, like I said, is encouraging new research. We've got a university here that has more than enough capabilities to help us. We need to make partnerships with them, with other municipalities, to get this research, make sure that there are opportunities economically for the businesses who do deal in waste disposal and recycling to be in our area, helping us out, and helping us out to make sure that our future is not one where our children are going to be having to dig through their parks and sort through our garbage. Thank you.